little shift of gears here. Google, you know Google, right? In barely a decade and a half, has become an extension of our brains. With mobile devices and computers, we can have the answer to a question before we even complete a sentence. Google searches are a prosthetic memory, but they also may constitute something like an MRI of our collective personality, especially some of its more disturbing aspects. Consider the research now of Seth Stevens DeWittowitz, who joins us now in the studio. Seth, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me, John.
Now, you know, we use Google searches to aid in our memory, but if you collectively look at Google searches, you could get a sense of the personality of Americans and people who are doing the searches. Explain some of the initial sort of searches that you search result studies that you've done here.
That's exactly right. So the study that I did was basically to study how much racial animus hurt Barack Obama in the previous 2008 election. So I did that by measuring how much racial animus there is in different areas based on their Google searches.
And so you'd be looking at a category of Google searches that might suggest somebody is looking for bad stuff to say about Obama or bad stuff to read about Obama, that sort of thing.
It's basically bad stuff about African Americans.
Right. Okay.
Usually jokes with some very strong language.
Now, I can imagine some keywords here.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I looked at kind of one particularly famous epithet.
The old N-word.
Yeah, that's exactly.
All right, very good. So you tracked N-word searches or searches with the N-word in the search geographically?
That's correct.
And did you find anything surprising?
I don't think anything was totally shocking. The number one state in the country in the frequency of the search was West Virginia. See it a lot in the South as well. But I think, you know, it wasn't just a Southern phenomenon at all. A lot of searches in the Northeast, the Midwest, Ohio, Pennsylvania, et cetera.
And so you could actually do an electoral map in some sense using this data of N-word searches.
Yeah, you get a very interesting picture of the degree of racial animus in different parts of the United States.
And you could probably take the same kinds of search techniques and explore a geographic distribution of animus towards gays, for instance.
Absolutely, yes. It's a very interesting view into the human psyche that we don't usually have.
Now, how do you calculate the sort of sociological significance of this in the sense that you know, we don't know what people's intent is. The numbers that you're looking at may be, different from state to state, even though the ratio may be high in West Virginia. It may be a small number compared to what's going on in California. How do you make those kinds of assessments?
It's as a percentage of total Google searches. Also, it's not that everybody who makes a certain search, you know, we know for sure that person's a racist. You know, I've seen every person's a racist, or every racist is going to make this search exactly one time. It's really just you kind of aggregate what turns out to be millions and millions of searches, and you get a great picture of.
And Google just gives you this information. I mean, you could call them up and say, "I'd like to know who's searched. I want to blow up my neighbor in the past 30 days," and they'll just say, "Sure." We'll email it to you.
It's aggregated and anonymous at the area level, so you really don't know anything about any individual.
Well, we should check with you. We should actually assign you some searches to do for us. Would you go for that?
He doesn't seem all that enthusiastic.
Harvard University doctoral candidates in economics. Yeah, he's got a few things to do. Seth Stevens DeWittowitz is searching Google to determine some aspects of the American personality. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, John.